Hello, I'm Norman White.
My name is Monica Esteban.
My name is Louis Wilson.
My name is Chinju Lee.
My name is Ezra Wume.
My name is Bessie Garth.
My name is Harold Slappy.
I'm May Boggs.
Every Friday on this program, we bring you StoryCorps, the oral history project that's traveling the country collecting your stories. Anybody can participate. You just make an appointment, you bring a partner, and the two of you together record an interview at a StoryCorps booth. Recordings of these conversations end up in the Library of Congress and here sometimes on Morning Edition. And this is one of the stories that we've been hearing. Tyondra Newton grew up in and out of foster homes. Last year she turned 18, and she moved into transitional living. Her youth counselor, Sally Nixon, brought her to the StoryCorps mobile recording booth when it came to Minneapolis. And in this recording, Tyondra talks about her mother, who died earlier this year.
I can remember back to when I was 2 years old. I was taken away from my mother, and I was placed in foster care.
How many different foster homes did you live in?
I can't remember. It's too many.
Wow. When was the last time you talked to your mom?
Like a week before she passed away. I was just asking her when she was going to stop lying to us and stuff and be honest.
If you could tell her anything in the whole world, what would it be?
That it was sad that we had to go through what we went through, but the things she did to us, it helped me learn, you know, so when I have children, I won't, you know, use drugs and stuff.
Do you want to have kids?
Not right now.
When do you ever want kids?
Well, I think about this a lot. In 10 years, I just want to have, like, this big old thing like Michael Jackson has, you know, the Never Never Land, where at-risk kids can come and have somewhere safe to stay. Because, like, when I was growing up, I didn't think I was going to live long the way my life was going already. I either thought I was going to commit suicide or I was going to get killed by getting beat or something like that.
What are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of dying before I prove that I'm somebody. A lot of my foster parents told me that I would be nothing and I would be just like my mom and things like that, but I know it's going to be different.
Recently, Tyondra Newton found her own apartment in St. Paul and began training to be a nursing assistant. You can tell your own story, make your StoryCorps appointment, or listen to more interviews from across the nation by going to npr.org.